This is the son of PCJ.
This is station PCJ.
Hello,
hello.
It's the Happy Station Show, calling listeners everywhere,
everywhere.
It's your station of smiles across the miles, spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or B, you're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to Mexico.
Mexico.
Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station Family Show. Smiles across the miles, spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or B, you're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to Mexico. Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station, Happy Station, Happy Station Family Show. The Sunday Happy Station Show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again, everyone, to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio. I was actually thinking of saying this is station. Yeah, but it was a bit too silly. Will you decide? Anyway, Keith Powell here with you for the next 55 minutes of music and light chit-chat on your favorite program, Happy Station. And as always, it's very nice, wherever you may be, to be joining us. You know, and when I say wherever you may be, what is fascinating about doing a program, let's say, in international broadcasting, is there could be one listener right now, let's say, in New York City, another listener in Havana, Cuba, another listener in India, Pakistan, South Africa, Zimbabwe, doesn't matter where, but we're all coming together for 55 minutes to have a little fun. Maybe, as one of our listeners pointed out, Keisha, maybe we should, you know, take control of the United Nations, and we probably have a lot more happiness in the world and a lot less arguments. Not a bad idea. If you want to write the United Nations and suggest that, go right ahead. I have no problem with that whatsoever. On today's program, we have another installment of The Name Game with Bob Zanotti. And as you may know, we've been running this series from Bob Zanotti, and Bob doesn't say where he's going to be. You kind of have to guess it. And we have a lot of very, very intelligent, smart people out there. We also have a lot of people that are complete dimwits, but that is neither here nor there. No, actually, I'm just kidding. Surprisingly, everybody has been getting the locations right, except for one person, and I don't know why, but they wrote in. I'm not going to mention any names. Well, not this week anyway. But somebody wrote in saying, well, I think they're in the German city of so-and-so. And that's a little bit strange because Bob says we're in Switzerland constantly, a few times during that program. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Let's begin with some music today. This is a new release, which is not out yet. It's coming out in the month of October. It's a Swedish singer who I have had a chance to interview once, and I chat with her from time to time on the internet. Fantastic jazz vocalist from Sweden by the name of Anna Lundqvist. Here she is with her quartet from their new CD, Before I Was Almost Fine. With the title, well, I'm not going to say title track, but a nice number on here, and I think it's a good way to begin today's program. It's called A Call from the Inside.
Need to sleep, need to breathe, love. Don't walk about trying to find your ways. You can fool me. I've been around long enough. I can see where you're going. I'm the one you got. Can't pretend I'm not.
Quartet from the album, a brand new album coming out in the month of October, called Before I Was Almost Fine with a track called A Call from the Inside. And, you know, it was interesting because if I took away, let's say, the quartet part and the name of the musicians and just looked at the picture, what's quite extraordinary is you wouldn't think it was a jazz album. No, you'd think it was like some folk album, which is quite unique and very special, but it is absolutely phenomenal. I just got it a couple of days ago and listened to the full thing. And on an upcoming edition of Jazz for the Asking, we're going to be featuring a number of tracks from this new release from Anna Lundqvist. You're listening to The Happy Station Show, coming to you from PCJ Radio. And a listener here by the name of Thomas Stavall wrote in saying he would like to hear some music from the stage. Why did I say music like that? Maybe I'm doing a Swedish accent. Music from the stage. No, he wanted to hear some music from the stage, in particular the Broadway stage. And he mentioned a number of cast recordings that he has, which are some of his favorites, which include Steve and everyone else, West Side Story, Oklahoma, My Fair Lady, Cabaret, The Producers, The Rocky Horror Picture Show, Phantom of the Opera. And he said, if I was able to play an overture from any of them, can I play the overture from the Julie Stein musical, Gypsy? Well, here we go, Steve. Going out to you, the overture from Gypsy, performed by the original London Cast Album Orchestra.
Thank you.
There we have it. The Overture for Gypsy going out to Steve. You're listening to your program, Happy Station. If you wish to contact us, stay tuned because I'll be giving out our email address and other information later on in the program. Well, it's now time that we present for you another edition of The Name Game with Bob Zanotti. Where is Bob this week? Well, stay tuned, listen in, and try to guess.
I'm standing at the rail station in our mystery town, and I just got off a train that I joined in Bern that was headed or continued on for Venice, ultimately, of course, that magic city in Italy, which is also maybe the first clue to helping identify where we are. Joining me here at the station in our mystery town is Richard Egel, who is, as we will hear, an English teacher in our town. Thank you for joining us on The Name Game. Richard, could I ask you first of all to help us define our location, without mentioning the name, of course, geographically?
There are high mountains to the south, there are mountains to the north, and a valley stretches along to the east and to the west. And it's a narrow valley. Well, if you go over the mountain, you will end up in another country. If you head south over the mountains, and you will have to speak another language.
Well, we can take a little bit of the guesswork away by saying we are almost literally, as we look at the mountains in front of us to the south, a stone's throw from Italy, which is our neighbor to the south. We can give that much away. And the long valley, which you mentioned, is also a clue because the name of the canton is very similar to a valley, which is really is a long, narrow valley through which runs the Rhone River. And here the water is so clear and beautiful. It's like turquoise from the minerals, from the chalk, as it comes out of the mountains and runs through this area. This must have been an impressive sight when the Romans settled in this area a long, long time ago. This definitely has an ancient Roman tradition, or at least a Roman past, doesn't it?
Well, there is actually a path that leads up the mountain from the town, and it's called the Roma Wake, which means the path of the Romans. So they must have climbed over the mountain, maybe not with elephants, as in other parts of this valley, where they supposedly did that, but maybe on horseback. And you can still walk that, and this path is being looked after by the local tourist authority.
One of the most important passes in the Alps, connecting north and south, Italy with Switzerland, is right in the neighborhood here. It's one of the easiest mountain passes to drive. But what is also unique, we not only have the pass that goes over the mountain to northern Italy, but from the town we're standing in right now, we also have a tunnel which bears the same name. And that is the principal rail link between north and south that runs through here. I have the impression that you have something of the northern Italians here. Even the architecture, the feel of the place, the people themselves. If you go to the other side, for example, to Domodossola, which is the largest city on the other side here, you have a similar feeling. Would you agree with that?
Oh, definitely, most definitely. And the people are also passionate. They are Latin in their way of dealing with daily matters sometimes. When you first meet them, they seem to be reserved. But once you can make friends with them, they are great people to be with, and they are very open once they know you. Also, in their way of life, they don't take things too seriously always. For them, pleasure is as important as work.
To give a contrast, the Germanic mentality, the one we would find farther north on the other side of the mountains to the north, there things like precision and orderliness are maybe written, as one says in German, with capital letters, and here they're written maybe in small letters, could we put it that way?
Well, my friends from the other parts of German-speaking Switzerland, they recognize immediately when they enter this region by the disorder in the gardens. because we like gardens to grow the way nature grows, whereas on the other side of the mountains, they tend to try and domesticate nature as well.
You mentioned similarities with the Italians. Also, the love of wine, which is a locally grown product here, is very important. It's figuratively and sometimes literally in the blood of the people.
Well, what shall I say to this? I love wine myself, and yes, wine is very important. If you tell people from other parts of Switzerland how much you drink regularly, they think you're an alcoholic.
But here it's normal.
Here it's normal, as it is normal in Italy. It's part of daily life. And I think it's very good, and doctors have found out recently that wine is good for your heart.
To the delight of all of us, so it's an excellent excuse.
Oh, yes, that's true.
Now, here comes a train from Bern, and this one is stopping here in our mystery town. It's not going on to Italy. We mentioned the connection to the south, which is very important, but also in terms of traffic, this is also important because we can go up north here. We can go northwest into Canton Bern through one pass, and then we can go to the northeast through Uri and eventually into Graubünden as well. So this is a very important crossroads here.
Yes, you can also go to Ticino if you drive up the valley. There's also a mountain path over to Ticino.
Now, people like to drink the wine, but of course they can't do that all day. They must do something for a living. What are the main industries here? What do people live on?
A lot of people live in the service industry. There is, well, the station is one of the great employers here, the Federal Railways. Another important point, I think, is tourism. And there are lots of people who work in the chemical industry in a town not far from here, in a small town not far from here.
Well, Richard, thank you very much. I know you have to leave, and we have a question about tourism, and Claudia Inalbon is going to answer that. She's from the tourist office of our mystery town. Thank you indeed, and it's getting on time for that aperitif. It's about 11 o'clock. It's just the time for a little white wine from this place.
Yes, that's right.
Well, I wish you prosit, and I wish you good health, sante, salute.
Thank you, the same to you.
Bye-bye.
Now, Claudia, tell us about tourism. This is where you work here at the tourist office. Is skiing, as one might imagine, and winter sports the main attraction here for tourism?
So in the winter, yes, skiing is the main attraction.
And what about in the non-winter months, in the spring, summer, the autumn period? What can you offer there?
In spring, very important is also the mountain biking.
Certainly plenty of possibilities here. Mountains in every direction you look, literally.
Yeah, mountain biking or also the river rafting.
But what about the town itself? What should I do just walking around the town? What can I see?
When you're in this town, I would tell you that you should visit the old part of the city with all its old houses, historical houses.
How old are they, incidentally? They're very beautifully kept.
They are about 600 years old.
You wouldn't know it by looking at them. They're just beautiful.
And also we have here in this town a very popular castle. And it's worth to see it.
People eat well in this town, don't they? There's quite a tradition, a culinary tradition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our specialty is cheese, the cheese fondue or raclette, such things, and the white wine.
Another train just pulled in here a moment ago. We talked before about this being a very important transit center, and the one that just came in came from one of the world's most famous resorts, Zermatt.
From here, you are very fast in Zermatt. It takes just 40 minutes. The train which starts from Zermatt, it's called Glacier Express, and it starts in Zermatt and ends in St. Moritz.
I have to leave you now with many thanks and take the train and cable car up to Riederalp to join Art Fuhrer. And you know who he is, don't you?
I know him, yes.
He's a character. Art Fuhrer, to your health. Chin chin.
Yes.
Cheers.
Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Nice to see you again.
I'm very, very pleased to see you again.
We're in Riederalp, and there's a sister resort in the mountains called Bettmeralp. This is where you call home. You're a native son of this area, and you're well known here as a hotelier, as a restaurateur, but we described you a few moments ago as a character. And you're known as a character because of sports and skiing, and a special kind of skiing in particular.
You said you're a character. I always believed that skiing should be fun, and nothing real serious about skiing. Shouldn't be any type of work. It should be just pleasure and fun.
You were the man who developed, who invented ski acrobatics. You are also one of the pioneers of opening up the resorts in the United States. And you also are, or were, still are, the chief motivating force in opening up Riederalp and Bettmeralp in this particular area to winter sports. Now, I'm sitting here with you, Art Fuhrer, in a sun terrace, and it's closed in. It's warm. The sun is very strong. I'm looking at snow-covered mountains, the Alps, and directly behind your right shoulder, as though it were framed by one of the panes of the window, is the Matterhorn. This is real. This is not kitsch. This is not Walt Disney. This is real. And this is the kind of thing which Riederalp offers. We are also right here at the edge, the southern edge of the great Aletsch Glacier, the longest, the biggest glacier in Europe. What can people do? Can they actually go up on the glacier? Can you ski on the glacier? Can you have expeditions on the glacier?
Beginning of middle of March, we also ski on that Aletsch Glacier until end of May. But in the summertime, we do an awful lot of activities on the glacier. We hike on the glacier. We climb on this glacier. We have courses where people learn how to walk on a glacier. And this opened up for us touristically a new aspect, which is so tremendous. People won't believe how beautiful this is.
There are also several food specialties that are associated with this particular part of Switzerland and this part of this area that we're in now. What would you consider to be the very typical ones, the most important?
The tendency toward mountain food, toward cheese, like because we are farmers, cheese, raclette, fondue. Talking about bread, in our breakfast buffet, we have 20 of different breads. And we don't know why God gave us so much at once.
Thank you very much, Art Fuhrer. We're asking for two pieces of information this time to make it a little bit more interesting. Number one, we would like to know the name of the main town where we began this program, the main town. And we would also, number two, like to know the name of that famous pass, both a tunnel and mountain pass, which connects this part of Switzerland with northern Italy. This is Bob Zanotti for the Name Game, looking upon the Matterhorn in southern Switzerland, saying thanks very much for having joined us.
All right, so where is Bob Zanotti this week in the Name Game? Well, try to guess, and if you get the right answer, or if you have any answer at all, let us know to the following email address, HS, which of course is Happy Station, HS at pcjmedia.com. Once again, HS at pcjmedia.com. And those who do get the right answer will receive a small thank you gift from us for entering. So that's HS at pcjmedia.com. Time now for more music. And we have featured the original group on the program before. The group is the Buena Vista Social Club. It was a project that was brought together a number of years ago with some of the legends of Cuban music, and they recorded an album together made up of very well-known Cuban songs. If I'm not mistaken, I think they recorded two albums, or it could have been three. But it kind of almost relaunched the career of these musicians who've been around for decades. A fantastic project. Just recently, a couple of years ago, Wim Velders. Now, Wim Velders is an artist. He's a performance artist, he's a director, he's a producer, he's a painter, he's done so many different things. He put out a film called Música Cubana, The Next Generation, The Sons of Cuba. And essentially what it is some of the children of the original Buena Vista Social Club, as well as a new generation of Cuban musicians that are also fantastic and also playing some of the well-known classic Cuban songs. It's a great album, and we're going to listen right now to a beautiful number on here called Cuando Ya No Me Quieras. The Sons of Cuba, Música Cubana, fantastic film. Pick up the soundtrack. The soundtrack is just as good as the movie itself. You're listening to Happy Station, in case you didn't know. And if you have been tuning to the show for a while and you didn't know that, that is the name. I say that because it has happened before where I have received emails from people saying, I've heard 3 shows already. I enjoy it. What is the show called? And I went, wait a second, you didn't hear it already? Oy. Something that many of you have commented on, and you do enjoy it, is when we play popular English songs or popular French songs that are performed in another language. We have one of them right now that we're going to take a listen to. I'm not going to introduce the English title of the song because I want to see how many of you can get it. In French, it's called Toi et le Soleil. Toi et le Soleil. And it's performed by French singer Claude Françoise. Et la chanson, Toi et le Soleil. If I translate that into English, it means you and the sun. Which has nothing to do with the original title of the song, which you probably guessed if you didn't speak French by the melody. I can see clearly now. And this version of Toi et le Soleil, or the French version of I can see clearly now, was a hit for Claude Françoise. And by the way, if you have a suggestion of a song that you think has been done in a foreign language, other than the original language, let us know and we'll see if we can dig it up. Or if there's also one that you say, remember in German or Spanish or French or Chinese or whatever language, but you'd like to hear the original version, also let us know as well. And we'll do our best to play it for you. The other day, I bought an album of a singer who was with the very popular 1960s Australian group, The Seekers. Her name is Judith Durham. One of the songs on this disc is a song, actually, believe it or not, that's based on a poem. It is based on a poem. Unfortunately, the person who wrote the poem, who's no longer with us, is not credited on the single. But nevertheless, it is actually based on a poem that is from Taiwan. Now, I'm going to play you the version by Judith Durham this week. It's called The Olive Tree. She recorded it in the late 1960s. And if you know what the name is, or who did another version of it, let me know. Beautiful song, Judith Durham, The Olive Tree.
Just one branch, I'd search my whole life through. I've heard them say a greener land is waiting there, where people wake and find their dreams come true.
Judith Durham and the Olive Tree. Pretty soon, the new James Bond movie will be coming out, starring Daniel Craig, a film that I am definitely looking forward to. I'm a big James Bond fan. I have the whole collection on DVD. And I have to admit, at the beginning, I have to say I wasn't too fond of Daniel Craig as Bond, but he kind of grows on you after a while. He's not my favorite. I'll be honest with that. He's certainly not my favorite actor to play the character. But, you know, he's not bad. If I had to choose one, I would have to say, for myself personally, it would be Roger Moore. Followed by Sean Connery, George Lazenby, definitely Pierce Brosnan, Daniel Craig. There's one actor in there you didn't hear me mention, and that is Timothy Dalton. Didn't like him as Bond. Also, the other actor who did play Bond, unfortunately it was in a spoof, was David Niven. And you know what? In reality, I think David Niven would have been a pretty decent Bond if he'd been given the chance earlier on. But anyway, moving on now. We're going to take a listen to a song that was used in the James Bond spoof, Casino Royale. The song is called, if I can find it, here it is, Let the Love Come Through, composed by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. It's performed by Roland Shaw and his orchestra and the vocal group The Ladybirds. Yes, remember The Ladybirds? They were on Morecambe and Wise, Top of the Pops, Benny Hill, the two Ronnies. They did a lot of backing vocals for Lulu, Cliff Richard. Originally the group was called The Vernon Girls. But this is from when they were known as the Ladybirds. Here they are singing that great song, Let the Love Come Through. Let the Love Come Through, the Ladybirds, with Roland Shaw and his orchestra. The song was composed by Burt Bacharach and Hal David, who composed much of the music used, or I think all of it, for the movie Casino Royale, that starred David Niven as James Bond, Peter Sellers as James Bond, Woody Allen as James Bond, or Jimmy Bond. The list is just endless. It's a weird movie, and I have to say, despite the fact that it's not part of the original Bond franchise, I enjoyed it. I mean, it was just fun, you know, fun and silly and stuff. Speaking of James Bond, something that I am trying to track down, and that is some of the radio programs of James Bond that were actually done by Springbok Radio in South Africa in the 1950s. And if I do manage to track them down, we'll use one of them on the program as a special. I've heard some of them before. A friend of mine had a couple. And quite good. A lot of fun. Different to listen to it in that format, because the radio series James Bond that was done in South Africa had a different actor. He was actually South African, or rather British, but lived in South Africa. And they're actually more based on the novels from Ian Fleming than any of the movies. Because the movies, despite the fact that are from the books, changes were made. A few changes here and there, and after a while it's completely different. The radio versions, however, are completely based 100% on the books. So if we do track one of them down, well, we'll definitely use it on the show. Anyway, before we go, our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. Once again, hs@pcjmedia.com. You can listen to this program again, as well as all past editions, by going to our website, www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. And since you're going to be online, I would suggest you check us out on Facebook. Just do a search for PCJ Radio, PCJ Media. Click on Join the Group. And then you can take part in all the interesting discussions that we have, and a lot of stuff from listeners as well, and ideas, not just for this program, but also for Media Network Plus, Jazz for the Asking, Nash Holos, the Kelly Alexander Show, and all the others. You can find it all there, online, on Facebook. Anyway, that's it. That's all we have time for. So, on behalf of our technician, Kevin Lee, this is Keith Parent wishing you well, hoping to see you all again very soon. So until next time, so long. Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. Adios, amigos. And sayonara.
This is PCJ Radio on 88.2 FM. This is PCJ Radio on 107.5 FM in Nairobi, Kenya. And nationwide on 5. This is PCJ Radio on KBCT in Waco, Texas. This is PCJ Radio on 99.55 kHz to Latin America. This is PCJ Radio on 7590 kHz DRM. On shortwave, satellite, and the internet. This is PCJ Radio.